UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
Bluegrass Karting and Events now has the fastest go-karts in Kentucky and axe throwing. Grab your coworkers, family, and friends and make a night of it with our new full bar and food menu. Bluegrass Karting and Events is Louisville's premier high-speed entertainment destination, online at bluegrasskarting.com.
Seven.
Never got my beverage. I needed to take my pills. Never got a beverage. Hey, am I on? Is this thing on? Is this thing on?
What do you need?
Can't take a pills without the beverage. But why was I not having a beverage? Because I was putting the listener first. And I was putting together a V-Show prize pack. Oh, what a prize pack it is. It's a 150th anniversary of the Reds bag, tote bag, a Mr. Red Leg bobblehead, four tickets to the Four Roses Bourbon Festival. What else? A couple of Bats tickets are in there, and a scarf from Dave and Buster's. That's one of the better prize packs, don't you think? Don't you? I think it's a very, very quality prize pack. And the way you can win it is by winning the V-Stakes, which is coming up a little bit later this hour. So we'll pick a racetrack, head out there. Monday, it's an odd day for us to do it because there's not a lot of racetracks to pick from. So we usually go to parks. But
we always do the V-Stakes, typically.
Yeah, we're going to keep it on Monday. We're not changing it because it's a good thing for Monday. You give something away. You pick people's spirits up because they Monday is what it is. Most people are looking for something to give them a little pick-me-up, and what better way to do it than to get stuff for free? So we'll give you something.
This computer doesn't run TwinSpire, I get Monday started in a great fashion by wanting to
kick things.
But I
can play it right from here, and it sounds fine. Everybody, it's AM radio for most people actually listening on 105.7. Let's see where we want to go today. We don't have to go to parks. In fact,
oh, we're off to a flying start. The computer's running it.
Well, the bad news is they don't even run it at parks. Is parks meet over?
Right.
Ain't that a kick in the shorts?
Let's go to Australia. Australia's been low key in the show today.
There is no Australian racing here. It's like 3 o'clock in the morning in Australia. Unless they're
that's a good point.
Meet.
Yeah,
we could go to England, UK Windsor. That might be dog racing though. I hope not. No, it's good. They're in a mile and a quarter on the turf. That'd be pretty good. Let's see when this next race goes off. 2:30. That's perfect. Let's do that. Let's go. Want to do that?
Wow, this is the easiest login ever.
Okay, see, maybe the
people everything's working great.
All right, so we'll go there to Windsor. We'll listen. Let's make sure it's one of those that they televise, because they don't always televise all the tracks. But we could go to Windsor, and we get to hear the cool accent of the announcer. And it's on turf. That usually is good, because they usually turn for home like a giant wall of horses. That's the way turf racing is. They kind of
looks like
jog, 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 j
is advancing steadily.
Whoa. Oh, that was the PA announcer.
That's so cool.
We got like the accent. So it's going to be race number 5 at UK Windsor, scheduled post time 2:30, going a mile and a quarter. The turf is good. They only race on turf there. They don't mess around with this dirt. It's a big honking field is the only bad thing. It takes me forever to read it. I don't like that. Maybe we should not go there. No, let's do it anyway. Here's the field. Let me give it to you now because if I wait.
Holy crap. Yeah, I'm scrolling.
Right?
Through.
That's why it's such great betting races there. 16-horse field, folks. 16 of them. Count them. And here they are. Here they are. Number one is El Misk, 6-1. Number two is Cochise, 7-1. Then Devizes, number three, is 60-1. Number four, Jeweler, is 10-1. Number five, Olaf is 60-1. The favorite is number six, Passion and Glory. at 9 to 5. Number 7 is See It My Way, 12 to 1. These are all the morning line. They haven't started taking bets on it. These are all the morning line odds. So they'll change as we get closer to post time. I'll update them for you. Number 8 is Star Guide, 60 to 1. Number 9 is Viking Prince, 20 to 1. Number 10, it's a shame the horse doesn't sound like he has much of a chance because it would be a cool name to bet. Wouldn't you want to bet Binmar's Sexy Lexi? Well, that sounds good. 60 to 1, though.
That is a fun name.
Number 11 is Kapla Huntress at 20 to 1. Number 12 looks like is a horse in there with a chance. This is Dobrianka at 5 to 1. Number 13 is Gibraltarian, 15 to 1. Number 14 is Shayura. Shayura? I would guess Shayura, maybe? Shayura, 7 to 1. Number 15, here we go, get ready for your button here. Number 15 is Torbellino, how you doing? At 30 to 1. Torbellino.
How you doing?
Horse doesn't, just says, hey, nay.
How you doing?
And number 16 is Zest of Zambia, 15 to 1. So, are they going to be jumpers in this race? They just had a race that was a steeplechase. I don't think this one is, though. I think this is just a mile and a quarter. So you like the jumpers, don't you? They used to run them at Belmont every once in a while. They had
a little jump
in the summer. They had a little steeplechase meet, but they don't anymore. They just jog because the steeplechase races are usually 40 miles. I mean, they run forever. So I'm going to do this just in the interest of time. I'm going to simply give you all the horses that are 12 to 1 or better. That narrows the field down considerably. And tell you what else I'm going to do. If you'd rather, here we go. This will make it a lot more fun and a lot simpler. I'm going to give you all the horses that are 12 to 1 or better. And if you don't want any of them, just tell me you're taking the field. So if anybody but these horses wins, you'll win. So it would be number 1, El Misk, is 6 to 1. Number 2, Cochise, is 7 to 1. Number 4, Jeweler, is 10 to 1. Number 6, Passion and Glory, is 9 to 5. 7, See It My Way, is 12 to 1. Dobrianka, the 12, is 5 to 1. And the 14, Shayuria. I can't say it. Shayura. That's not right. 7 to 1. So there's only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of the 16 that are 12 to 1 or less. So you can take any one of those or take the field if you feel like there's an upset in the making. 1, El Misk, 6 to 1. 2, Cochise, 7 to 1. 4, Jeweler, 10 to 1. 6, Passion and Glory, 9 to 5. 7, See It My Way, 12 to 1. 12, Dobrianka, 5 to 1. Number 14, Shayura, 7 to 1. And then the rest of the field is just that, the field. So good luck to you. And send us your pick at the UPS Jobs text line at 437-9680. And you can win yourself a fabulous prize. Doesn't cost you anything. Love to hear from you guys and get your picks in right now. So good luck to you for that. We have about 15 minutes till post time. We're going across the pond to England. You actually have the thing working, huh? Very nice. All right. If you've already sent me a pick and it's not one of those horses that are 13 or less, 12 to 1 or less, I'll automatically put you in with the field. So there you go. So good luck to you. All right. How about this little nice gesture? You know, Steph Curry, very, very active, ardent golfer. Did you see he's giving money? He's going to fund the Howard University golf team to bring it back. Howard is a historically black university, very, very good university, by the way, though, very highly regarded academically in Washington, D.C., and he's going to fund it, for 6 years to get him going? Nice. I wonder if he's going to, if one of the deals...
Boys and girls.
Men's and women's side?
Yeah, he's doing both.
Very nice. Well, that's very good of
him. Yeah, men's and women's, sorry. It's not high school.
That's very nice. I like that. I like that when God gives money to the right people every once in a while. That's cool. I'm wondering if maybe, no, I'm not being this cynical. I'm quite certain he could play any course in the country he wanted to play. But I'm wondering if he said, listen, I'm going to start this as long as you guys get your home course is going to be congressional. And as the, unofficial coach, I should get a membership. I'm just saying. But my guess is if he wanted a membership at any club in the country, he could say, what's the check? What do you need? $250,000? Sure, not a problem. Let me just take my wallet.
Hi, Steph Curry.
Hi, Steph Curry. What time do I tee off? So... that's a nice story. That is going to be one of the fascinating stories in the NBA, though, this year. What do you make of the Warriors? I mean, from prohibitive favorites for how many years in a row now to now in, wouldn't you call them, you wouldn't call them rebuild mode, but they certainly are in transition mode. I mean, you're going to play without Klay Thompson for much of the year, right? He's going to be out for a lot of it with that, coming back from that terrible injury. They no longer have Durant. You know, they still have Draymond, and they got Steph, and Steph was the MVP before Kevin Durant came on board, so he may have to go back to doing that, but that's one of those things you wonder about. If he does have to do that for three quarters of the season by the time the playoffs roll around, is his proverbial tank empty? I don't know. That's going to be interesting.
Is this like maybe Steve Kerr's time to shine? Because I've just like...
I know what you're saying, but I think he's respected already around the league as a coach.
I've never bought into any narrative. Well, most of the time there was kind of Johnny Jones, but the idea that they roll the basketballs out there, if they just have great talent, that they can automatically win and everything like that. But I never really thought that way about Kerr, but I mean, he does sometimes, I feel like he gets celebrated, but also, I mean, and it's hard not to.
And the NBA by nature, because it's the nature of the league itself, diminishes their own coaches. They have perpetuated the thought it's a players' league.
But yeah. Phil Jackson, I mean, you're right. Phil Jackson, I mean, yeah, and he wasn't on the same level of MJ. No one was. No one could be. And then, but he wasn't on the same level of Scottie Pippen. Understandable. But he still was kind of like the unofficial
fourth cog.
Yeah, and he deserved that. Steve Kerr, I don't know. He's definitely well-respected. People like him, I feel like, especially he's kind of got that innovative idea of, you know, there's times when he just lets them coach and try to figure some things out in the midseason doldrums and all that. But I've never really heard, and maybe just because they've been just such a litany of great players that were on that team, have been on his teams.
Now, you've answered your own question.
But, he's never really Phil Jackson treatment.
He's gotten some, and I'll tell you what the analogy is. Here's why he hasn't gotten Phil's. Phil did something that I have to tip my hat to. He did it with two different franchises. And you can say, well, he had great players. Well, nobody wins without good players. But he did it in Chicago. He did it in L.A. Remember, he left, and they nosedived. And then he came back, and they won again. That says something to me. It's the same reason I've always said, in my opinion, the best coach in professional sports, you know, and you'll like it because he's a hockey guy, is Scotty Bowman. Because every damn place the guy went, he went to the Stanley Cup Finals or won the damn Stanley Cup. He won a Stanley Cup. He took the St. Louis Blues, an expansion team, to the finals. They lost, but he got them to the finals. Then he went to Montreal and won a gazillion Stanley Cups there. Went to Pittsburgh, won a Stanley Cup there. Went to Buffalo and made them a really good team, even though they didn't get to the Stanley Cup Finals. They were a deep playoff contender. They were a very good team. That's his worst quote-unquote job, and it was a really good team. Then he went to Detroit and won Stanley Cups again. That, I'm sorry, you do that in four different cities. Yeah, tip your hat. Phil did it in two different franchises, and L.A. might well have been basically two different jobs from the when he did it the first time to when he did it the second time. If you haven't done it that way, you have to make your niche another way. Red Auerbach won a million games with the Celtics, and Bill Russell gets most of the credit for that because he was the consummate winner. But what Auerbach did is he popularized fast break basketball in the NBA. He had the personnel to do it. They were committed to it, and it was devastating. The Celtics could run you to death. So you've got to have something you can hang your hat on. Red Holzman only won with the Knicks, but was celebrated because the defense was kind of an afterthought in the NBA. And when he came in, they made it a goal of theirs every game. They held you under 100 points. They were a great passing team and a great defending team, and so he got celebrated for that. Kerr has some of that because of the way they played offense. He put in a very, very unselfish offense that spread the floor, shared the ball. That's why he's been celebrated with good reason. Your youth coaches or high school coaches, all they very rarely will emulate NBA guys because, frankly, the talent level is so different, they almost don't want their players to emulate what they're doing at the pro level. But there have been a whole bunch of lower-level coaches that celebrate Golden State and the way they played under Steve Kerr. So that's why he has some of that respect, not just winning championships. There are guys that win championships that don't get quite that kind of love yet because they haven't really had a place to hang their hat. You got to be able to do something innovative in order to be able to leave your mark. But I do think they do a disservice in the NBA. They want to make it a players' league so badly. You know, football, it's like the spectrum. Basketball, if the perfect point is right here in the middle, basketball doesn't go enough, and football goes too far. Football, the coaches are all, I mean, they're discovering plutonium. They're geniuses. They're, oh, my God, what they do. It's how they can't even, I'm always amazed at that. It's the most,
is college basketball
it's the
that
most
way too?
Rocket scientist thing in the world, and then you get to a post-game interview with Ben Roethlisberger, and they say, well, that last play, what'd you do? He said, I just threw it up there, and I told him to go get it. Yeah, there we go. You know, that's was that. Did Einstein tell you that or Edison? Which one came up with that?
Real quick, because I mean, it's just a quick little talking point, I guess. Which coach in any of the major sports, and I include college baseball or college basketball and college football in that mix, is the most heralded, like not superstar without, one?
You stop the question. It's not even close. Not even remotely close. College football is.
I'd say college football.
Five exits past everybody else.
College basketball's
no,
up there.
Yeah. The NFL coaches are still more powerful than.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Because football in the NFL, and you know, around here they love college football, but NFL is the king. And if you're a special guy in the NFL who can get over that hurdle where you can battle through, everybody's going to go through it. They're going to second guess you, but if you can manage to battle through it and get a foothold, then you're celebrated in a different level. You get the Bill Walshes, the Bill Belichicks, the Bill Parcellses, the even Tom Coughlin with the Giants as long as he was there. Those guys, Dick Vermeil, those guys are bigger than college basketball coaches. No, they may not believe it here, but I mean, Cal's
location
the exception
bias.
that proves but by and large, Cal and Coach K, but everywhere else, by and large, they're still they're still.
Rick was up there too, though.
Yeah, no, I know, but I'm saying, but they're still NFL guys. So the ranking would be college football's at exit 50, NFL guys are at exit 30, college basketball guys are about at exit 20, and then after that, everybody else is just on the entrance ramp. Maybe Major League Baseball, used to be managers would be close, but the sabermetricians and number crunchers have done deliberately all in their power to minimize that. They don't want the managers to manage. If it were up to them, they would have a robot in the dugout. They really would, because they want all the, they're smarter than everybody else. The scale has tipped too far in that direction. I'm thoroughly convinced of that. I'm thoroughly convinced that, it's one of those things that if you could play the game 1,000 times, the sabermetrician's numbers would be right. But the problem is, what managers can do and should do is, I understand that you always want to give your team the best percentage to win, but sometimes, you just gotta ride out something that is not exactly according to the numbers. The sabermetricians will say bull spit. If you go to roulette and you play the roulette wheel and they change the wheel so that's not even numbers of red and black, and they made 75% of the numbers red and 25% of the black, they would tell you correctly the proper bet there is always going to be red. Doesn't matter. But it's like a Stratomatic card, or it's a hard and fast number. These are people you're dealing with, and you've got to. I think what's been lost in that is managing people. The Royals manager is a perfect example against the Mets the other day. This guy is absolutely bewildering them. He's thrown 81 pitches. But the book, the numbers, the front office people, they said, got to get him out. We got to get to our seventh inning guy. Well, unfortunately, the seventh inning guy, pitched like slow pitch softball, and the Mets score 8 runs and they blow him away. Why would you take the guy out? I understand the old days they went too far. If you weren't with us earlier, I documented on this day, 50 years ago, they're documenting the Mets championship season in New York Newsday, which I subscribe to and read. And so it's fun. Every day, on this day, here's what happened. On this day, 50 years ago, the Mets beat the Giants 1-0 in 14 innings. They were playing at home. So they had a walk-off home run in the bottom of the 14th, the only run of the game. That was exciting for a fan to sit there and have nobody score for 14 innings. But the fact of the matter is, the Giants pitcher, the Hall of Famer Juan Marichal, pitched the entire game. He pitched 13 and a third innings. Now, to some degree, my guess is the proof is in the pudding. The Mets didn't score, so he wasn't. He was still effective, but I understand the big picture. If you do that a lot, there's probably going to be some serious arm problems. You can't do that necessarily. But we are so dialed in now to these number crunchers, we're losing the sight of the fact it's a people game too.
And I think sometimes, so baseball managers, by definition, the front office guys are doing everything they can to minimize their impact. They'd like them to do nothing, basically. And I think that's not good for the game. All right, let's see.
I've got the feed up, by the way, for...
How far away are we?
It says 4 minutes to post.
Okay, good, because I was going to get to this here real quick.
I'm not sure I was looking at the right horse. I believe it was two. Cochise. Let's say... who sings that? It's a rock band. On the game Rock Band. I forgot the name of the band. But anyway, that horse did not want to play.
You know, he's up to 10-1 odds. The current odds, by the way,
all over the place.
El Misk is 5-1, number one. Cochise is 10-1, the two. The four Jeweler is now 12-1. Six is Passion and Glory, 6-5. See It My Way, the seven is 12-1. Dobryanka is 6-1, the 12, and everybody else is higher than 12-1. So even if you had Shauri, I still don't know how you say that horse's name. How would you pronounce A-U-Y-R-A? A-U-Y doesn't translate very well. Guy would be G-U-Y. A-U-Y, Shira? I don't know, whatever, is now 13-1, so that's included in the field. So the only horses that are not part of the field bet.
No, that's part of it. If you bet that horse and it wins, you have to tell us how to pronounce it. Well, otherwise, you don't win.
Well, I think we'll hear the announcer say it. So one is 5-1, two that's is 10-1. Jeweler number four is 12-1. Six, Passion Glory is 6-5, the overwhelming favorite. See It My Way, the seven, is 12-1. Dobryanka is number 12, is 6-1. Everybody else will be part of the field. So you can play the field bet if you want. Just send us that. Or pick a horse and see if you can win yourself a prize. We've got a lot of entries. We keep doing this because it's obvious the people are enjoying it based on the number of entries we get. So we appreciate that. And if you want to enter, it costs you nothing. 437-9680 to simply send us that horse's number and whatever your pick is. And we will get you included in our game. So best of luck to you there.
God's sake, what's the name of this song?
Super Bowl odds are out, by the way.
Cochise, by the way, was Audio Slave. But no, I was thinking...
Cochise,
whatever. Sorry, I didn't mean to snap at you. It's frustrating when I can't think.
Super Bowl odds right now. Cochise? The latest odds that I can see here. This is one of the reasons the NFL is so popular. The favorites, the two favorites, are 6-1.
There's a really jacked dude standing outside the
window. So you can win some dough in the NFL, 6-1 as the favorites. And then nobody else is in single digits. The Rams are the third choice at 10-1. The Saints are 10-1. You can win yourself some money here in the NFL just picking the winner. The Patriots and the Chiefs are co-favorites at 6-1. Rams and Saints are 10-1. Colts and Bears are 14-1. Eagles and Packers are 14-1. Chargers are 16-1. Browns and Steelers and Cowboys, 20-1. Vikings 25-1, Seahawks 30-1, Texans, Falcons, Ravens, 49ers, Panthers 40-1, Jaguars 50-1, and once again, the Empire Electrons are going to have some slim pickings, evidently. The Raiders are 60-1, Broncos are 80-1, and then the New York teams, all in the list of 100-1s. Jets 100-1, Bills 100-1, Giants 100-1, local rooting interest, Bengals 100-1. Going to be hard to... Fortunately, a lot of people around here root for NFL teams scattered around the country. Lions, Buccaneers, Redskins, and Titans. There's another local team. Titans are 100-1. Arizona Cardinals at 300-1. And going for the football-baseball double of ineptitude, the Miami Dolphins, 500-1.
Wow.
Following up a deplorable season by the Marlins, the Dolphins said, hold my beer. And we'll see how it turns out for them. Yeah,
hell, throw $10 on the fish. See what happens.
No, I don't think that would be a good investment.
The Fins. I'm sorry, the fish or the Marlins. Apologies.
Fins, fish.
Incubus, by the way, I googled that. No help to the text line whatsoever. Thank you anyway, guys.
Who's Incubus?
I couldn't remember who played the song Interstellar. Although I think,
what's that got to do with Cochise?
Because I thought I got them mixed up, and then I was like, Cochise. Oh yeah, Audio Slave. I typed that in. I was like, no, but who does the song Interstellar? And then I kept typing in Interstellar, and it kept saying Hans Zimmer. I didn't want Hans Zimmer, the guy who did the soundtrack for the movie Interstellar. Uh-huh. I wanted the band that did the song for Interstellar.
So in other words, I brought up Cochise. You did a five-minute diatribe of all those people in your head fighting and got us to Interstellar, and the listeners
were
supposed
no
to
fighting.
Know how you got
I
there?
Just was trying to... there was no fighting among the voices in my head. They were all on that journey together.
All right.
Sort of like the Fellowship of the Ring.
Okay.
I just had my got a lot of field bets coming in here late.
Just had my replacement shoes sent to me, by the way. Don't forget, come join us Friday. Bring a pair of new or lightly used shoes, hopefully athletic shoes, but any shoes will help. Please come help us fill that box. We're going to be at Dave & Buster's. We're helping Robbie Spear generate some shoes for his great causes that he goes to a lot of I've been there. I've been to Belize. As beautiful as it is, there's a lot of people literally walking around without the benefit of simply wearing shoes. We had a guy playing our game against us, came out barefoot. I haven't forgotten that. So I've got my old pair of Adidas Superstars, which we cleaned up, if you know what I'm talking about there. We're going to put them in there. And then
they're off.
Well, let's go hear it.
The market leader, Passion and Glory, in the blue colors. Gibraltarian, Shura, making some progress up the inside running rail. El Miss and Cachisa proving towards the outside as the market principals all take closer order. So Passion and Glory moving on for Sheen Murphy with El Misk, Shaw on the inside of Gibraltarian, Dobryanka, and Cachise with the big white face. Binmar Sexy Lexi with Torbolino being rushed up on the inside, taking advantage of the gap up the rails, just ahead of Zest of Zambia. Second wave made up of the likes of Ajula. Olaf being pushed along early, has been passed by Viking Prince. Also towards the back is Star Guide in company with Devizes and Kapla Huntress as Passion and Glory leads them into the turn. So Passion and Glory for Oisin Murphy leading El Misk and Rab Havlin. Torbolino made that rapid move up the rails for Kieran Fox and sits in third. Shaw in fourth place, Dobryanka in the blue and white, just ahead of Zest of Zambia.
This is the Italian one.
And then towards the outside, Cachise just given the hurry up in about 8th or 9th. Jula making some ground on the inside, being tracked or tracking, See It My Way. Binmar Sexy Lexi's lost a bit of ground. Devizes tries to improve. Viking Prince still well back at this stage in company with Star Guide. So Passion and Glory, well past the halfway stage, continues to lead. El Misk in second, Torbolino, Shura.
Torbolino, there he is.
Outside, Dobby Anchor in the white face still travels okay.
Where's that Cheyenne horse? I still haven't heard him say that name.
Jula trying to improve with Devizes, then See It My Way.
Shuna? Is that what he's saying? Is it Shuna?
And making their way down towards the final 2.5 furlongs.
I haven't heard it either.
So Passion and Glory from El Misk out in the center. Shura with the red cap. These three from Dobryanka, Zest of Zambia, Torbolino. And then behind these, Gibraltarian making some late gains. Passion and Glory out in the lead. Shura on the outside. To Georgia Cox is a persistent challenger. However, as they enter the final furlong, Passion and Glory from the diminutive Shura out in the center. Passion and Glory just holding sway from El Misk in third place and Dobryanka. But it's Passion and Glory from Shura and El Misk. And Passion and Glory wins for Oisin Murphy and Saeed Bin Sarur. Close for second on the line. Shura being closed on by El Misk. Then Dobryanka. And best of the rest, Zest of Zambia with Cachise.
It was an Irish festival. The two horses, one and two, are from Ireland. Passion and Glory wins. Shura.
I guess it's like Shore.
At 14 to 1.
El Misk. I'm at the Shore. Yeah.
Boy, that's strange. The betting odds at the track were very different than Twin Spires. We had Passion and Glory. Oh, no, never mind. Stupid me. I thought those were the odds. Those are the post positions. So Passion and Glory wins at number 6. A photo for second between number 14, Shura, and number 1, El Misk. And Dobryanka finishes 4th at 12-1. So those of you who sent us the 6, good luck. And we'll put you in a drawing, a prize drawing, and you might very well be the winner. I'll tell you who's always a winner, though. People who sign up for the work at Vitality Wellness and Weight Loss. We're going today. We got a meeting with our guru.
4 o'clock,
over there.
Baby.
Fantastic program. I got on the scale this morning, 27 pounds from my high point to where we are today. And my hope is we're going to have start another big push here because I've just been kind of in a holding mode by choice. Wanted to see if all the other diets I've been on, the minute I went off, it was like, and the weight came right back on.
Hey, he's fat again.
Hey everyone. Hey, he's fat again. Look at him. He's fat.
No, not now. So I'm pretty excited about that. So pretty excited about that. So it is a great opportunity for you to take advantage of this program. And I say take advantage of this program because you won't do my program. You won't do Nick's program. Nick's lost 25 pounds on it as well. He doesn't do the one I do. Everybody's program is tailored to their individual needs. That's what makes it so perfect. They do an analysis of your body and the nutrients and the vitamins and minerals. The minerals, such a big part of it, which I didn't realize. And they give you supplements that are catered to tailored to what you need. And then you can build the diet around your lifestyle. That's the beauty of it. You don't have to, hey, here we go, eat this at this time, eat this at that time, eat that at that time, have this shake and pretend that that's a meal. None of that stuff. None of that stuff. You eat real food. They give you great recipes. The food is delicious. There's no diet in the world that you eat all you want whenever you want of anything. This is not that diet either. You're probably smart enough to know that. But the fact of the matter is you can eat a lot of food, and it's delicious food, and it will change the way you approach how you eat, which is the bottom line. That's what we all want to do. Most of us who want to lose weight are in this situation because we haven't eaten properly. This shows you how you can do it and not regret it, not resent it, not dread it. You look at it and say, oh, I get it. Okay, this is better. So it is better, and it'd be better for you. It's been better for me. I can't say enough about the program. Check them out. They got two locations, one right off Bardstown Road in Louisville, one in southern Indiana. It's called Vitality, and you'll want to talk with them and get more information. And if you're like me, you'll be on this program, and you will say, what took me so long to find this? Because this is a life changer. It's a game changer. It's Vitality. Check them out and tell them we sent you. You will absolutely be amazed at just how wonderful this program is. Another guy I can't stand, baseball and analytics talk. It's sports radio, pal. Deal with it. We'll come back. It's The V Show on ESPN 680-1057.
You're listening to The V Show podcast. Listen to Bob Valvano weekdays noon to 3 only on ESPN 680 and online at ESPNLouisville.com.
Good afternoon. I'm Nick Valvano. This SportsCenter update brought to you by Universal Windows Direct. Buy one window, get one free, 0% financing for 36 months and free installation. You'll be saying, I love my windows. God, I love that jingle. Longtime Louisville tennis coach Rex Ikarma dismissed from U of L over the weekend. Danielle Lerner of the CJ writing that an investigative report obtained by the CJ yields findings of pressure for athletes to play through injuries and discriminatory jokes. As reasons for Ikarma's dismissal, Ikarma was the current longest tenured coach coaching there nearly three decades. Week zero in college football. New AP poll coming out today. Clemson, your number one team in the land. Bama second. No locals on the list, nor any Commonwealth teams receiving any AP votes. U of L, their week one opponent, however, Notre Dame landing on the list at 9. Over the weekend, Coach Scott Satterfield talked a little bit about his quarterback, Puma Pass.
I think mentally was a lot better today, a lot more sharp in his decision-making, I think was the key, and then a lot more accurate today. You know, I think there's two mental errors that's really stood out, but other than that, it was pretty solid. But then the where the ball needed to be was where it needed to be. And I thought that was a great job by him getting better from a week from last Saturday.
Just a reminder, all season long, keep it locked to ESPN Louisville for U of L football pre- and post-game coverage. To the links, Justin Thomas, he held off Patrick Cannelly in the BMW Open with a 4-under 68. He was challenged by Patrick, however. Post-round, JT thinks that pressure might have pushed him to win.
I played not very well today. I really got it around pretty well. Patrick played unbelievably. He put a lot of heat on me. In the end, I think that could have been good for me.
More V-Show next, the Sports Center.
Broadcasting live from the Papa John's studios, keep it locked on the V-Show with Bob Valvano on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
More incredible man on this earth.
More V-Show with Bob Valvano is now, right here, on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, get ready for it, Nick. Get ready, because people have said a lot of things about me, but nobody has ever accused me of not being petty and vindictive. So I got one simple text. One, that's all it took. A guy.
You've been steaming.
Yeah,
whole commercial.
More Mets and baseball analytics talk. Good Lord. So in honor of this jackass, we're going to play the Mets song. Let's sing it because the Mets won 2 out of 3 against the Reds. They're only two out of the wild card. And people love this song. And we're getting them on the Mets train, even though I'm not quite sure they're good enough to get this done. But it's fun run. Big, meaningful games in August and September. Damned entertaining for many sports fans. Here we go. Sing it, everybody.
Meet the Mets. Meet the Mets. Step right up and greet the Mets. Bring your kiddies, bring your wife. Guaranteed to have the time of your life. Because the Mets are really socking the ball. Knocking those home runs over the wall. East side, west. West Side. Everybody's coming down to meet the Mets Mets of New York Town.
Yeah, well done. Thank you, Coop. Ladies and gentlemen, Cooper Assange driving in there. He's a millennial.
We need one more, and we're basically the Beatles.
Quality. Oh, that's quality work. Beautiful. Very nice. Going to be damned entertaining, because the great thing is you can follow that Bennett race. You can get involved in our know-nothing-about-soccer Premier League fantasy team. Just get involved in that. Go to the website, and you can go to Premier League website. There's nine teams in it right now. Doesn't cost you a nickel. You can do all of those things and still walk around with a slight chubby about college football like you want to, because it doesn't take away. That's the thing about the human brain. You can have a couple of things in there at the same time. You can do arithmetic and at the same time be thinking, what do I want for dinner later? Those things are not exclusive. So you can get involved. It doesn't cost you any money. It allows you to be entertained and amused. That's the beauty of sports. And it still allows you to kneel and bow at the altar of college football.
Okay, if that thing's more than 4 hours, you know, you should probably, you know.
Check it out, right? Yeah. You need to go
call a physician. Yes. Yeah.
So there you
call
go. So have a little fun. We do a V Stakes. Got great baseball games coming up, meaningful games. Pick a team and root. So I got Liverpool in the Premier League. Why? Because the Beatles are from Liverpool. It's all that matters. And we're following that. And I'm in first place. I may never get to say that again for the rest of the year. I'm currently in first place in the V Show Uninformed Premier League Fantasy League. And if you want to play, there's nine teams in it right now. None of us know anything about anything except Entz, and I'm beating him. So
in your face.
So if you want to play, sign up.
He was asking if you were gloating about it.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yes.
He missed the start of the show.
Oh, yeah. So. No, I gloated. But but he still has teams, guys playing today, so he can still catch me at the
end of the week. Going to the castle tomorrow.
Excited about that. If you want to get involved in a fabulous fundraising initiative to raise money in the fight
Message
against
me.
Cancer.
I need teams.
Send a text. You can do it online also at the website, kfov.org. And it's not ultra expensive. We really do ask your help, because we're giving money. It's staying, the vast majority of the money is staying local. We're funding a research grant at the Markey Center. We've already helped fund the free prostate cancer screening that's going on at the Kentucky State Fair through the University of Louisville. So we're giving some money here. We're giving some money there. We've joined forces with the Kettlers with Andy and Kim. They have got a foundation trying to raise money in research for the cancer that took their little 2-year-old boy's life, which I'll start crying about if I think too hard about, and the scientist who's doing work on it. We are so excited. They may very well be close to clinical trial for this. That means eventually it comes to market. How unbelievable would that be? If in some small way we can help make that happen, that would be very gratifying indeed. We're also giving some money to Dick Vitale. You want to see what he does in the fight against pediatric cancer? Go to his website. He's tireless, absolutely tireless, and we're doing research. No child and no child's parent should have to deal with this awful disease. So we're funding him. And, of course, we're helping fund the V Foundation as well, because they're funding some of these incredibly talented young research scientists at hospitals and clinics all around the country. That's a lot of mileage for a small little group here in town. We're very humble and very proud that we get a chance to do that, but we can't do it without your help. So please consider helping us. You can sponsor a court for as little as $200 at the Bocce, and you can also put a team in. It's $275 just for an individual player. If you want a team, it's just $750 for a team of three, and we'd love to have you play. You'll get a great gift bag. You'll get lunch, this delicious, extraordinary lunch at the castle. You get to come play at the castle. How many of you have ever been to the castle? You will get to see it firsthand. We're going to play inside the ground of the castle. It's just going to be a phenomenal, phenomenal experience. We're not going out there tomorrow. We're going out there Wednesday. Tomorrow we're going to pick up the stuff, our personal
furniture.
Foray into Henderson and get some furniture.
That sounds like we're picking up drugs.
Well, we're getting furniture. If you must know, we're getting furniture. So that's what that's about. So if you want to find out more, go to kfov.org. You can register a team. You can volunteer if you'd like. Yes. We very much appreciate your
Somebody
help.
On the text line, by the way, UPS Jobs, text line 437-9680. A lot of people loving, we're converting people to the Mets song. Not even Mets fans.
Hey, you're allowed to respond now again. You got it to work.
Yeah, on my phone.
Oh, well, you're doing on the phone. Yeah. If you try and do it on this computer, I can't respond.
Oh, still
not. Probably somebody did that by design, so we got to calm him down because he's getting a little combative.
We're going to get a lawsuit. Yeah. No, it was the shoot.
The guy says, every time. People who get the show, I want to hug them. That's what makes you want to do it. The more you want to hug people more than punch the handful of people in the throat. Every time I see the Mets on TV, that song pops into my head, quite disturbing. Well, we succeeded then. Guy says, I'm not even a Mets fan, and I enjoy the song each and every time I hear it. Thank you, sir or ma'am, whoever said that. So we're having some fun here. Dang, get with the program.
There was a text someone was talking about.
Bocce? Love Bocce.
Well, let me see. I think this might be it. Yeah, here we go. Sorry. Nope, that wasn't it.
You're making
that was the one about Center College. By the way, I didn't have time in that Sports Center. I was running a little bit behind, as you could probably tell from that clip. I had to cut it short on the fly.
Sure.
I wanted to mention the hometown boys, the Little League World Series Kentucky team, I believe, from Bowling Green.
That.
Yeah, I know, but I want to put in the Sports Center for those for the people that weren't listening. They beat Australia.
It's in the consolation bracket, so but they got a win. And I think, are they done now? I think that might be
I think so. The Commonwealth Crew beat the Kangaroo Boys 4-1. That's not.
It was a good game. It was a well played game.
Right? That's
lovable.
I don't
think Kangaroo Boys. I don't think anybody's going to be offended at that.
I hope not. I just, you know.
That's where the Kangaroos are.
Yeah, I know. So I don't want them to. I don't know. You got to be careful these days, and you know.
Guy says, I think Terry Francona and Bruce Bochy are the only ones managing their teams anymore. Maybe to my point about baseball sabermetrics and the guys who do the analytics.
Who's the skip for the Braves? Yankin Acuña.
He's a young kid. I don't even remember his name. And that's terrible. I mean, I don't even know half the name. I used to have every manager in baseball.
A little bit, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. That's pretty.
Somebody was wondering.
Not going out too far on a limb, though. You got a guy who's not running out a ball that hits off the fence. Most managers will say something.
That's a good point. I'm trying to find the text. It was about donating. So I believe somebody
wanted
to donate.
Oh, no, I saw that. No, you don't want to read that on the air. That's a sensitive.
Yeah,
you don't want to read that.
No, I know, but.
Yes, we'll answer him, though. But we'll answer him. It was a very, very generous thought of his, and we'll respond. But that's not for public consumption. So we'll respond to that a little bit later. Did you see this article? Oh, by the way, I want to mention this.
Well, I want to get your thoughts on Justin Thomas won the BMW over the weekend. Yeah, now the number one seed going into the playoff.
Yeah, 30. Tiger didn't make it, unfortunately, the defending champion in that event. Not the overall champion, but the defending champion. So Justin could be the season-long champion, which is, you know, next to winning a major, it's probably the most prestigious thing you could do, I would think. Maybe that or the Players' Championship.
Yeah.
It's on a very high, you know, it's the high level. You're in rarefied air there. So, and he absolutely lit it up.
He went crazy. Yeah.
Why did we shoot 61 in the third round or something?
So, he finished with a 68.
Yeah.
And then
but he went really low in round three, and that's really what won him the championship.
He had like five straight birdies, I believe. Yeah. He was in fuego.
So they'll go to the tour championship. Just the top 30 go to that. And I think the golf playoffs have got it about right now. They shorten the playoffs, and it makes sense. You can understand. And if you win that last event, you have a good chance to win the championship. You remember Tiger just missed winning the championship by winning the event, but he did not win the overall championship. And that's fair because it should be a composite of the whole playoff run. But it is weighted for that last event. So I think it took golf a little while to get it straight, but I think they got it right now. So congratulations to him. We'll watch that last event. If you're a golf fan like I am, with great interest. Also a soccer fan as an ex-college player. I still follow the game closely and eager to see what Louisville does in their first year with their new coach. Of course, Ken Lola left after getting their first ACC championship last year. This is a powerhouse soccer conference, the ACC. Make no mistake about it. This is a conference that has sent nine teams to the NCAA tournament for three straight years, and all nine of them have gone to the second round. Four of them went to the Sweet 16, so it is a truly powerful conference. Louisville is picked second on their side in the Atlantic Division. They did get one first-place vote. They were picked second behind Wake Forest, who's the favorite in the Atlantic Division. University of North Carolina is the favorite in the other division, the Coastal Division, and they were selected to win the league championship overall. So they received 9 of the 12 first-place votes. To win the championship, with Duke, Virginia, and Wake Forest each getting one vote. So it should be a big year. Again, pretty affordable season tickets, by the way, if you're wondering. Which I think is a pretty cool thing. $106 for reserved chairback seats for adults, $85 for faculty and staff, and a family of four gets them at $85 a ticket as well. So, and you can sit as inexpensively as $53 for the adults and families of four, or $40 there for that. So it's worth checking out. It's a great venue to watch. They should be a successful team. It's a lot of fun, and I'm looking forward to their season getting underway. We'll have to track the coach, the new soccer coach, and see if we can get him to come on the program with us. That would be a pretty cool thing. We did Genesis. We did the Windows. We did Vitality. We didn't do Draft because I can't find it. So I don't know where that is, but I can tell you, if you go to Draft and you use our code VSHOW, you can get a free entry into one of their fantastic literal $1 million fantasy football leagues with your first deposit. That's how great a deal they're running. You can download the app or go to draft.com. You can find out more. You can play a lot of the head-to-head games. I enjoy that a lot, by the way. I've had a lot of fun with this website. They've really gotten it right at Draft, and we got a great deal. Remember, use our code VSHOW, and you'll get a free entry with your first deposit. And I believe I have some more information here. I do. It is what else can I tell you about it? It is taking forever to load is what it's doing. There it is. It is, no, that's the wrong thing. That's just the disclaimer. You sent me six different emails, so let's see if I can figure out which one is actually the one to read. This is attachment three. Could this be it? It is. How about that? So you gave me the wrong number there, but that's okay. It is attachment three if you're scoring at home. Fantasy football fans is a great chance for you to get in and possibly get a piece of $3.5 million in real money. That's the real deal. That's how it works. It's a season-long competition, but there's no management of your teams. You do a snake draft, just like you do with your buddies in a local league, but then the computer automatically plays your best players to get your team the best score you can get. There's no salary caps. It's a real-life snake draft, and leagues start every couple of minutes, so you can join one right now. Get in any number of drafts and have yourself some fun, and you might win a big piece of that big $1 million prize. But the way to get involved for free, you get a free entry into the best ball. It's called Best Ball Championship. When you enter my code VSHOW and make your first deposit, or you could use Soren Petro's code, which is what it says on my copy here, Petro. But I prefer you use mine because then they'll know you heard it on my show. So use VSHOW and get yourself a free entry at draft.com. Thanks for being with us. We'll try and have a round table tomorrow, unless you know something I don't. We'll be with you here on ESPN 680 1057. See you then.
With UPS, future you graduates from Metro College with zero debt. How? As a package handler, you'll have a great job while you attend Metro College, and 100% of your tuition will be covered. Future you goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at UPS.
We are ESPN Louisville, your home for the college football playoff, NFL, the Final Four, and best sports talk. Download the ESPN Louisville app today. Delivered by UPS Jobs Kentucky.
Bluegrass Karting and Events now has the fastest go-karts in Kentucky and axe throwing. Grab your coworkers, family, and friends and make a night of it with our new full bar and food menu. Bluegrass Karting and Events is Louisville's premier high-speed entertainment destination, online at bluegrasskarting.com.